Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
Every parent wonders, will I do a good job raising my child? If your child is visually impaired, you have that question too, and many more. Family Connect is a website that gives parents of children who are visually impaired a place to connect with each other, share stories and concerns, and find resources on raising their children from birth to adulthood. You aren't in this alone. Get connected at www.familyconnect.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Terry Nolan, National Director for Learning Ally, here to talk about some of the latest developments from Learning Ally. Terry, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Why don't we start out? This is quite interesting to me. Learning Ally, of course, normally being an audio-only service, I guess some of that is changing.
Yes, we are incorporating some text with our books as well, and so it's called Voice Text, and a certain collection of our books, probably about 600 titles, now have this capability of having text on the screen, whether it be played on your iOS device or on your Read Here software on the computer. You can see the text on the screen. Our entire collection does not have this, but a few of our titles do, and we are recording new books in this way.
So all new books will have the...
Not all new books. We are working with publishers to get text files, and so the ones that we can get files from, we are doing.
Okay. So essentially that it will sync the... it'll sync the text with the voice as well? Or?
Yes, exactly. And it pairs very well with Braille displays, so you're able to read along in Braille while you listen to the audio of the text.
Sure. Are there certain types of books? You said about 600 titles so far. Are there certain categories that you're more likely to produce, or can people request a title? Or?
Yes, people can definitely request titles to be done in voice text. Right now we have... our biggest collection is classic novels and literature titles that are out of copyright. It was easy for us to get those files to work with originally. And our next set of releases do have a lot of textbooks.
Okay. So if you're on the website, are those titles designated a certain way? Can you search for only titles that have voice text?
Yes, you can type in voice text, and it'll pull up our entire collection of voice text. If you don't search that way, once you click on a book, you can choose which format, whether it be classic audio or voice text.
Okay. All right. So that's one thing. As far as the mobile apps, so you've had your iPhone app for a while. What's the latest there? And you're looking at any other platforms as well? Or?
Yes, definitely. So our app is free. If people weren't aware, it is free and you unlimited, so you can put it on as many devices as you want to, as well as our software for computers, PCs, or Macs. That software is free. We are going to be releasing an Android app available out later this year.
Okay. As far as teaching and tools, I guess you also have a new tool for teachers especially.
Yes, we have something called Teacher Ally. Teacher Ally is an online management tool for teachers so they can quickly and easily manage their students by adding books to students' bookshelves. The students then have their own usernames and passwords to log on wherever they are, at grandma's house, at the library, wherever they may be, they can get access.
Okay. As far as the membership, I know it's changed a couple of different times. So what's the current, how do you become a member, or how much does it cost these days?
Right. So members are those individuals that have print disabilities, blindness, vision impairment, or a learning disability.
Right.
And you can get membership as an individual. That is $119 per year, unlimited access to the catalog of books, and unlimited and free listening options for Read Here and iOS app. Our school membership is customized based on the number of students you're going to be serving.
Okay. What's the... is this because of the cost of running a nonprofit? Why the change over in the membership structure?
Right. So we are no longer receiving federal funding that kind of supported the aspect of providing free memberships. So now we do have to charge for membership to help offset cost.
Are you trying to get that back, or is it just how the way it is now?
Right now, we as federal grants come out, we do look and see if it's worth applying for those grants, so we do continually look at that. Sometimes it may not be a good fit for us. So right now we don't have that federal funding.
Sure. Are the pre-1996 people still grandfathered in, or are they?
Yes, and it's actually 1994.
Okay.
So anybody before 1994 that had membership are grandfathered in, and something that has changed with them is before we were asking all grandfathered members to renew every year. We're no longer asking you to do that.
Okay.
Most all of those memberships now expire in the year 2099. So a very long time from now.
I think that'll probably cover for a little bit at least.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Why was there like the way the contract was written up or something? How are those people? They've always been grandfathered in forever. Every time you've made a change,
right? So we just have kept it that way. If you before 1994, and then we're just asking you no longer have to fill out that certification paperwork.
So they're just grandfathered just because they've been longtime members before a lot of the changes. Okay,
exactly.
And you've always decided to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. You've done a little bit with your website as well. You've updated your site a bit?
Yes, we have. And that came out in the fall of 2012. We have updated the site. And the reason for the update is because we're really trying to engage parents and teachers on a new level by being a resource center for them to come and get information and support when they're going through this diagnosis process for their students with print disabilities.
Okay, great. And that website, if people want to get more information, what's the best way to do that?
It's learningally.org, and our phone number is 1-800-221-4792.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.